This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Its first vaccinations against COVID-19, the first vials of the Pfizer vaccine being put into place, workers at the Pfizer plant near Kalamazoo, Michigan, taking them out of the sub-zero freezers, placing them in boxes packed with dry ice, UPS and FedEx hauling the first truckloads of the vaccine out from that plant, the first planes carrying the potential life-saving cargo landing in Louisville and Memphis.
This is total, absolute, triple admission by the Australian government of what we've known from the Indian scientist and the German scientist and the African scientist and the U.S. scientist and the Canadian scientist and the discoverer of the HIV virus, that when you scan the COVID-19 virus, it has had five viruses got into it, one of them HIV. And the government just came out and halted their mRNA vaccine, because when you take it, you then test positive for HIV. Did you hear what I just said? You test positive for HIV.
All he really wanted for Christmas was a local vaccine, but
the University of Queensland vaccine will not be able to proceed.
50 million planned doses scrapped after triggering false positive results for HIV.
Australia expects to start vaccination next March and to have its whole population inoculated by the end of the year.
That these were false positives, I find a cover story. I think they were giving people HIV in these Franken-shots. COVID-19 has HIV DNA genetically engineered right into it. And that was accomplished by the Wuhan BSL-4, which is China's Fort Detrick, sending a scientist down to Australia to work with the Australian Health Board on DNA genetically engineering the HIV into SARS. The statement coming out is by the director of the Australian Health Board. Right, that's the exact same people who DNA genetically engineered HIV into SARS that was taken back to the Wuhan BSL-4, China's Fort Detrick, and turned into COVID-19.
Now, there were four cases of Bell's palsy that occurred in the group that received the vaccine. Bell's palsy is a condition that causes temporary weakness or paralysis of certain muscles in the face. It is not clear that there is a connection to the vaccine.
In your view, America first, as the president might call it, not the right approach.
Well, the extreme idea that everybody should die until we have the very last American vaccinated, that's hardly the appropriate response.
A new Pew Research poll out last week showed that only 60% of the American people say they intend to get vaccinated. That includes less than half of Black Americans. How worried are you about the reluctance of Americans to take a vaccine, particularly among minority communities?
I think we have a real communications challenge, that you've got to find out who do people trust. You know, for some jobs, like working in a nursing home, the government could decide that it's important for those people to be vaccinated because that'll save a lot of lives. And so the track record will be developed, and I think we'll get over the 70%.
Well, the dystopians are building a dystopia for us because it's easier to manage, and they like it, and they enjoy it, and are actually trying to tear down the egalitarian open free societies. That's why George Soros calls his group the open society, because he's destroying open societies. Because to have open societies, you got to have independent, separate societies who then interface with each other through free will, not through cultural, spiritual, financial, genetic rape.
folks. We'll be right back on the other side. Trump is about to allow the theft of this election. Only just days to act. We can still stop it. Our entire modern system has been built to track and trace us, not because we're doing anything wrong, but so we can be socially engineered and controlled. And now that's out in the open. One way to take back a lot of your power is to put your so-called smartphone in a privacy pocket when you're not using it. That way, hackers, Bill and Melinda Gates, and the Clintons' contact tracers, and all these big corporations that are setting up this tracking and control grid in the name of fighting COVID, they admit their internal documents, it's really about a cashless society control system, don't have that power over you. They protect their locations. They protect where they're going and what they're doing. I can tell you, I was the first person 20 years ago who said cover up the cameras on your computer. And now, of course, Bill Gates and all of them admit they're doing that. Mark Zuckerberg. So get your privacy pockets. They make great stocking stuffers and great gifts. They've been sold out for months. They're little Faraday cages. They're only $19.95. They're back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Give the gift of privacy and security and safety with privacy pockets at InfoWarsStore.com.
Installed as the new first emperor of the former United States of America. It's not a joke. It's real. Americans have an incredible normalcy bias because we've had so much freedom. We have had such a long history of being the model of freedom around the world. Didn't mean we were perfect. Didn't mean we were angels. Didn't mean we didn't have problems. But we were the model of human freedom and the country that trailblazed freedom more than any other nation in the history of the world, except maybe England. And that was in its latter part and influenced us heavily. But that's really where it came from, England. And there's people fighting in England over hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years to carve out just some basic freedoms for humanity, where humans were seen as sentient and as sovereign, not just the king of England, but every man and woman, a king and queen in their home. A man's home is his castle. Due process. All of that is British common law flowing out of Magna Carta to 1776, July 4th. And if you want to be able to put a tombstone on America, and that's how grave this is, United States of America, born July 4, 1776, and it will die January 20th, 2021. Somebody do the math on that for me. How many years, how many months, how many days that is. So really, we're looking at a 36-day countdown because I'm not somebody that gives you peaches and cream when it's not peaches and cream. I believe, and I know historically, you have a right and a duty to know the truth. And so I'm going to lay that out today, but I'm also going to give you the good news. Anytime we want to stand up, anytime we want to recognize the globalists as our enemies, anytime we realize that things are only going to get worse the longer we put up with this, there will be the rediscovery of Will and of Weibos, and we will start turning the tide back against the tyranny. But right now, the pendulum was swinging towards total oppression. Some nationalists, some patriots got in, blocked it in the furies of the world, and the globalists just threw everything they had at it, and their trillions of stolen dollars, and their crisis machines, and their high-tech psychological warfare, and they have just absolutely gaslit large swaths of the planet. The good news is it's caused a giant awakening and people understand what's happening now and are getting really upset. But if we now don't take things back, well, we're just well-informed slaves, not ill-informed slaves. And the system has a methodology of making you so poor, even though you hate the system and even though you know it's a fraud, you are permanently in an underclass now and so busy trying to get food on your table that you don't fight the system anymore. because so many other people are living hand-to-mouth as well. They can be recruited at the grassroots to actually work for the tyranny and oppress you because they want their 30 pieces of silver. You see that Barr is out. Trust the scam. You see all the other big developments, Russia firing four ICBM missiles off their submarine. You see the certification by the Electoral College of Biden. You see Mitch McConnell congratulating Biden as being president-elect. You see Putin, who held out the longest, congratulating him. Trump has not had this election lost. Trump is not losing the election. He is allowing the stealing of the election. And I don't blame the president. I'm simply saying that this isn't the date at which you can market that the long shot of Trump defeating this steal went to basically a hole in one long shot, one in a million. But you could mark that as of last night. And what are people going to do when Joe Biden is seated fraudulently over the Republic? We have to get ready for that. We have to fight that. We have to resist that. We have to speak out against that. But it's the not recognizing how much trouble we're in and how the fact we're in a 21st century war that has gotten the public not to mobilize and not to get involved and not to stop what's happening because people continue to believe that magically everything's being handled and everything's great and basically that Trump is invincible and this is all part of some secret plan. When I'm on the phone with the top lawyers and they're desperately fighting and I meet with folks from the White House and they say 90% of the people left as of a few weeks ago and now it's down to about 5%. Trump has the helicopter pilots will fly him around. The Secret Service is there, but everyone else has deserted him. He's like a quadriplegic that would love to run across the grass barefoot, who would love to climb a tree, who'd love to go for a swim. They can't because they're paralyzed from the neck down. Trump is paralyzed. Trump is surrounded. America is paralyzed. America is surrounded. And I tell you that because it's the truth. Now, the minute we wake up to the globalists and how horrible they are and their plan to keep us bankrupted and paralyzed is the beginning of us digging out of this. And we will be forced to do it. You will get motivated at one point because the New World Order's got things planned for you so bad, you'll be forced to take action. And I know this audience is core people that have been light years ahead of this, and we salute you and we love you. But I'm talking to the new listeners and people that tune into this show for entertainment. This is not a game. This is not a joke. We've studied this thing up one side and down the other. And this is not a regular Democrat power grab. This is a total multinational takeover to gut nationalism and butcher the United States on the altar of the New World Order and world government. And then to stampede the whole world once we fall. And believe me, you're watching the fall of this republic. Now, I've explained that tombstone. July 4, 1776, born. United States of America, Constitutional Republic, dead. January 20th, 2021, 36 days out. 79 days of hell end with the installment of this globalist, completely compromised operative. The good news is this is a giant, massive power grab, is naked, is illegal, is tyrannical. And if we simply stay motivated and take action and realize that we went, because everything's a paradox in the universe. For every action is an opposite and equal reaction. We went from no one knowing that the Federal Reserve was private 20 years ago, I mean maybe one out of 100, to almost everyone knowing it. We went from people not knowing what world government globalism is to almost everybody knowing. We went from most people taking vaccines to most refusing them, over two-thirds. We went from most people being pro-abortion to now every big poll they put out, internal polls, you name it, 70% of people below the age of 30 are against it. It's something like 80% below the age of 20. The young people turned against it. Old folks are turning against it. We're spiritually seeing an awakening and a revival of common sense. That's what all these counterstrikes and all these economic shutdowns are about, is to bring us to our knees. This is siege. And you're in a war. And it's a directed 21st century war. And that's not hyperbole. That's not rhetoric. You're in a war much more dangerous than previous wars, because it's destroying your very psyche and your very genetics and your very cells. And it's all coordinated by the same people. They now admit the UN and Bill Gates run your healthcare worldwide. They've now announced under Biden, he will run the decision making. 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, the British Prime Minister said Bill Gates will be the shadow minister of the G8 in the next year. He is in command as a medical officer. So you probably want to learn who the other enemies are and who they are and what they're planning. But only admitting the absolute full nightmare hell of this, we have a very good chance of getting out of it. And Trump still has a chance to stop Biden the traitor, a very good one, if he can find the people to take action legally and lawfully under the Constitution. We'll talk about the continued path to victory for humanity straight ahead on Alex Jones.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Wars.com Studios. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
The war was lost. The treaty signed. A was not cut across the line. A was not cut. Though many tried. I live among you. Well disguised. I had to leave my life behind. I dug some graves you'll never find. The story's told with facts and lies. I have a name, but never mind.
Never mind.
Never mind. The war was lost. The treaty signed. There's truth that lives and truth that dies. I don't know which.
That's Leonard Cohen, ladies and gentlemen. But what did Leonard Cohen say in that one particular song? What was it called? Everybody Knows. Yeah, let's listen to some of that.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guys lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor, the rich get rich. That's how it goes. Everybody knows. Everybody knows that the boat is leaking. Everybody knows the captain lied. Everybody got this broken feeling, like their father or their dog just died. Everybody talking to their pockets. Everybody wants a box of chocolates and the long stem rose. Everybody knows. Do. Everybody knows that you've been faithful, give or take a night or two. Everybody knows.
I've seen all these surrogates of Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton and their minion, their front man, the senile, empty suit Joe Biden, saying that they wanted to kill Trump, that they want to destroy America, that they don't want our borders to even exist. They hate our military, they hate the police, they hate everything, because they want full control over society.
In your first 100 days as president, what will you do to create a pathway to citizenship for many undocumented immigrants? That is a big issue for the AAPI community.
Now, one day, on day one, I'm going to send a legislative immigration reform bill to Congress to provide a roadmap to citizenship for 11 million undocumented immigrants who contribute so much to this country, including 1.7 million AAPI.
Look at the latest article on Infowars.com. Unity and healing. Joe Biden posts pictures of dogs tearing up Trump doll. And sure, you can say that's funny. It actually is. But imagine if Trump posted images of Hillary being torn up by dogs. It would be the end of the world.
Actually, Donald Trump
actually applauded violence against the press, encouraged violence against the press, actually cheered on a congressman who beat the hell out of a reporter for asking a question about health care.
They asked me, would I like to debate this gentleman? And I said, no. I said, if we were in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
Because I'm a star. Because I'm a billionaire. I can do things other people can't. What a disgusting assertion for anyone to make. The press always asks me, don't I wish I were debating him? No, I wish you were in high school. I could take him behind the gym. That's what I wish.
You see where Biden wants to take me to the back of the barn? Me. He wants it. I'd love that. I'd love that. Mr. Tough Guy. You know, he's Mr. Tough Guy. You know when he's Mr. Tough Guy? When he's standing behind a microphone by himself. That's when he's... He wants to bring me to the back of the barn. Oh. Some things in life you could really love doing. Our nation has lost... And by the way, if I said that, they'd say, he's violent. How could he have done that?
And that's the thing about these people, is that the rules they want you to play by, they don't play by. And they consistently get away with whatever they want, whenever they want.
I think the Republican Party has become basically the autocratic party in America. It's almost as if there's team democracy versus team autocracy in this country. It's not Donald Trump that's changed the Republican Party. Donald Trump represents what the Republican Party's changed. So the defeat of Donald Trump isn't going to fundamentally change this, because the Republican Party itself over the last 20 years has moved to this position.
And when I try to explain to viewers and listeners how much danger all of us are in society by letting Joe Biden get into office through fraud, it's really unlimited how dangerous it is.
Mr. Secretary, let's be straightforward about this. Do you believe that China has something on the Bidens that would compromise our relationship and our ability to relate to China?
Well, I can only go by the way people have behaved. We have 612 companies on our entity list, meaning they need licenses in order to get militarily sensitive products. And of those, some 236 are from China. There was no such massive listing before. If we don't maintain a hard line, China will achieve their 2025 plan of becoming the dominant power in the world in terms of all the key technologies. We dealt with Huawei, we dealt with ZTE, we dealt with their semiconductor industry. We're dealing with all kinds of issues. If there's any letting up at all, they will accelerate their process, because they push as hard as they possibly can until they meet with enough determined resistance on our part that they have to stop.
The globalists, I've coined a term, are dystopics. They believe in creating a dystopic future as a system of management and control, because it's hard to build a good society and you're going to make mistakes. But if you artificially try to enslave and oppress people with authoritarianism and try to actually build a dystopia on purpose, then you're a dystopic. And that's what this group is. And that's why you can never project onto them enough evil, because that's who they are. You can never imagine any depths to them. That's what the Bible calls hell, a bottomless pit, because there's no bottom to who these individuals are. All right, folks. I'm so angry. I couldn't even do the last segment, but I'm going to try my best next segment to really give you the facts. Nobody else will. The U.S. Postal Service tells InfoWars that as long as you get your order in by December 18th, we're able to ship it out by that date, you will get it anywhere in the United States before Christmas. But listen, don't wait. Do your shopping at InfoWarsStore.com.
get great products and fund the InfoWar now at the most critical time, not just in InfoWars history, but this country's history. You have invested in InfoWars. You've prayed for us. You've spread the word. You've bought the products. And you've gotten the benefits of the information warfare, of the truth, in the fight against the globalists. But now is the time to redouble all our efforts in praying for a great awakening, which is starting to happen, in spreading the word about InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, and Band.Video, and at the very same time buying amazing products at InfoWarsStore.com. We have some of the biggest sales, if not the biggest, of the year, certainly on some items, the biggest sales of the year, on nutraceuticals, you name it, at InfoWarsStore.com. So thanks for your support. Get those orders in, and God bless.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly, is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@GCNLive.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Fast approaching in 36 days, January 20th, 2021, as the date that America's death certificate will be issued. Now, unlike individuals, countries can rise from the ashes. They rarely do, but sometimes it happens. But that's where we are right now. The globalists want to get rid of the country's very existence.
The UN plans to get rid of the borders. They plan to keep the lockdown going forever. And the Communist Chinese, in their official Communist Party meetings, you've seen the videos here weeks ago, Tucker Carlson later played them, saying, we are using COVID to keep America locked down with our people in the top circles of the U.S. We are open. We will take over. We're going to be dominant. America's done. They're so afraid of COVID, and they laugh at us. It's out in the open. They're globalist. The people that run the U.S. are globalist. Trump tried to stop it, and America didn't realize how much trouble it was in, and is too optimistic, and is now allowing the theft and the steal. Most of Trump's administration has left. They've gotten new jobs. They've given up. He hasn't given up. We haven't given up, and we're not going to give up because we understand this is a long-term process. We're not in D.C. trying to kiss butt with the lobbyist groups and the rhinos and the Democrats and the globalists and Chi-Coms trying to get jobs with them. We are ideologues. We believe in Christianity. We believe in God. We believe in the Republic. We believe in capitalism. We believe in our system. And we believe in being free. And so the big thing that has to be done here is you've got to dig in and settle into a wartime mode and really have it burn into your head that we're occupied and that we were able to get a Hail Mary, David versus Goliath, stone right into Goliath's forehead. But Goliath was just one of their soldiers. In this modern fight, they haven't given up. Now we're being hit by the next big wave. So I don't want them stealing this election, and we're basically there now, to demoralize you. I don't want you to believe in the false hope, though, of 100% Trump's going to win. It's over for the New World Order. Because if they're able to put their puppet in, people are just going to become demoralized if they don't understand the big picture. The globalists had to steal this. Trump won in a landslide. The numbers are all there. By double or triple what he won those states by before, he barely won those states by 1 point, half a point. He won those states by 2 points, 3 points, 4 points, 5 points, 6 points when they closed the voting, but really kept it going. So we've caught them. And we're going to continue to expose them. They count on us getting mad now, but kind of just moving on and forgetting all that was done. No. With Trump, there was no Russiagate. But with Biden, there's total Russia proof. There's total China proof. And we can politically convict the globalists. They're already indicted. And we could fully pull away from them. They're waging war on us to collapse us because they fear us removing our support from them and us collapsing their global system. But as long as we point out this is siege, not an aid package, and the lockdowns are meant to bring populations under their total control, they will be known as the villains they are and not the saviors. That's already happening. The recall calls for Governor Newsom, the recall calls for Boris Johnson. I talked to folks that are in the UK that were liberals just a year ago. Now they're nationalists and get it. The New World Order might win this battle, taking out a Bolsonaro, taking out a Trump, but they will lose the war as long as we remember it's we the people that educate others and that boycott big tech and that boycott the big companies and that expose them and that speak out against them and that understand that we're on the winning side because of providence and our love of God and our connection to that. And this is a fight against good versus evil. This is a fight versus God and Satan. And so this is a time to get ready and to understand and to push as hard as we can. And yes, Trump still has a chance to pull this out. But again, he's a quadriplegic. 90%+ of his campaign has quit. 90%+ of the staff has left. And I talked to State Department people high up. I talked to the White House. When I give you that news, it's not like some magic 4chan board or something. It's the real people meeting with the president daily. And the president is angry. The president knows it's a fraud. The president isn't going to give up. He plans to be a rebel and keep pointing out the election was a fraud. And Trump will have even more power in a way, and so will you, and so will I, as rebels, because we've been the rebels the whole time. They've just acted like Trump was the establishment and the Democrats are the resistance. But they have the Chi-Coms. They have the big banks. They have the European Union. They have the UN. They have Hollywood. They have the universities. They have the blue states and blue cities. They have all of the big systems. And they ganged up on us to do this, and now they're stealing our election in front of us. And as long as we point that out and are in their face about it and continue to make it an issue and don't just let it become something that happened before, as long as we don't give in to it and become victims of it but overcomers of it, it's going to make us stronger and make them weaker. And when the Democrats don't deliver all the free goodies to their minions, when they realize they've been conned and that they're not going to be given positions of power and that they're actually bankrupt, they're going to hate their party even more, and there's going to be a bigger rebellion in their own ranks of the Democrats and the Chi-Com collaborators. And you're going to see Trump fighting and patriots in our government and corporations releasing the Chi-Com evidence and how the Bidens are Chi-Com evidence and who all the big Democrats are and how they're foreign assets. And Trump's released all that, hoping the Democrats will be smart and pull back and give Trump the victory he won. But they're not. They don't care. They're not giving up. They're not giving in. They have decided to go full-scale attack. Like a zombie force. So what is the solution to this? It's a lot of things, but to know the solution, you got to know the problem. And what is the problem? The Democrats and the deep state and the globalists have never gotten in trouble, and so that's why they keep doing bigger and bigger gambles. And so the Russia fraud failed and the other impeachment failed, and all their lies got turned inside out and made the numbers of minorities double and triple voting for Republicans. It's beautiful. Despite all their fraud, we gained 15 seats in the House, and you know they're going to run the same fraud, I guess, in Georgia, and the Republicans are going to let it happen, so the Republicans are going to lose the Senate. They're going to have the trifecta, but it's razor thin in the House. And if we don't let them walk in and steal the next election, it will complete a total realignment, and we will win the House and Senate by monster numbers. But you see, that's the other big problem. They know that, and they know that despite their massive stealing, there was a total landslide against them. And so they're going to stage false flags. They're going to try to cause an actual civil war because the globalists want to break the country up completely. You think they just want lockdowns? Have a long depression and buy everything up for pennies on the dollar. They want to collapse the whole system, bring in their new world currency, their digital tracking systems that Xi Jinping has announced that are being adopted, and they're beta testing it on their own captured slaves in the blue sectors. So you've got to realize when you go in a blue area, it's a blue sector. This is like Red Dawn, folks. When you're in a blue area, you are actually in enemy Chi-Com globalist occupied territory. So this isn't really a civil war. The media is trying to brand it, and so is the controlled right, as a civil war. It's not that. This is an occupation. You're in an occupied country. We got our guy in there with a Hail Mary to try to stabilize stuff. Trump thought he could lead us out of this, and he did. Voted for him in a landslide. But the enemy now stole that and is running a psyop. So now this battle is very fluid, and quite frankly, we've got the upper hand long term. It's just going to be really rough because these tyrants are going to hurt us bad.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government, or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's the Alex Jones Show.
I don't say this to scare you. I say it because it's the truth, and I say it to get you motivated. You can really create a tombstone, a modern monument, coming up on January 20th, 2021, with demarcation lines of America's birth, and its trajectory, and its influence, and its death. And then you can discuss what is going to happen in the United States as we're absorbed into the authoritarian world government. And for that, you can learn from the globalists all their horrible plans. But we've done the math here for folks. And so you can start on Thursday, July 4th, 1776, to Wednesday, January 20th, 2021, and that is the life of the Republic. 89,319 days, 244 years, 6 months, 16 days, or 2,934 months, 16 days. You can create a tombstone that has that date, because the big corporations, the Chi-Coms, they want America to end. And in all those big official Communist Party videos we played the last few weeks, this is on national Chinese TV. They're like, America will not exist. We run the COVID. We're open. They're not. They will never reopen. We control their upper councils. America is over. And they laugh. And, yay! Yeah! And then our most hardcore people go, could it be on Fox? Hardcore mainstream, supposedly. Could it be that, you know, the Bidens are compromised? Gee, I don't know. They're just in all these illegal business deals with known Chinese spies. His son's on tape admitting it. They get hundreds of millions of dollars. They're doing it. He says China should be involved in every aspect of our lives. They own our debt. They own Hollywood. And it's the communist Chinese that have millions of people in death camps. And the left is lobbying to take our speech here and big tech's working with them overseas. And then they have articles going, Jones claims there's authoritarian world government being set up. I don't know. It's called the UN. It's called the COVID lockdown. Already starved millions to death. The UN says 270-something million are set to starve to death next couple years. And it's the UN lockdown doing it, run by China. So this is modern war. And now the food banks are running out of food. And now they're announcing new lockdowns in every blue city, in every blue state, in every globalist-controlled town on the planet, because this is a worldwide movement. And then Justin Trudeau and all these other world leaders, Macron, Merkel, tell you this is the Great Reset. Klaus Schwab, head of the Davos Group, says, we're shutting you down to teach you to be under our control. And this is world government. And we're establishing it, and you're gonna own nothing when we're done. We're gonna control you, and it's gonna save the earth by cutting overconsumption. And then they have Snopes saying it doesn't exist. So this is it. He's got his new book out called COVID-19, The Great Reset. So Tucker Carlson got it right when he said it's time to go after those that have gotten rich and doubled their wealth off the lockdown, the ones that run it. Klaus Schwab, Prince Charles, Jeff Bezos, they're the criminals that run our lives. They're the people that think they own us. They're the people that have made themselves exempt from all they've done to us. Here's what Tucker Carlson had to say.
The truth is you can't keep printing trillions of dollars without getting serious inflation. Serious inflation is guaranteed. It's natural law. There's no getting around it. The people making these decisions know that perfectly well, but they want inflation. That's the secret. They want inflation. In fact, they need inflation. Why? Because they've gotten rich from debt. That's the real economy. Leverage is their entire business model. So for the finance class, inflation is the only way out of all that debt. When money is worth less, you owe less. Meanwhile, hard assets like upscale real estate at Martha's Vineyard will be worth more. So inflation may crush you, but it'll make these people, the ones making the decisions, richer. And everyone else will get the shaft. Who's everyone else? Well, regular wage earners, people living on fixed income, every middle-class retiree in the country. In fact, anyone who bothered to live like a responsible person and save money, all of them will be in serious trouble when inflation arrives. That's not speculation. It's coming. And anyone who's paying attention knows it's coming. Oh, but it's just the beginning. If Democrats retake the Senate in January, they have committed to passing something called the HEROES Act. So who are these heroes they plan to help? Not the thousands of small business owners whose lives they destroyed. No. Instead, the law will help rich people in the Northeast who were hurt by the Trump administration's last tax bill. The HEROES Act would restore the full state and local tax deduction, reversing the 2017 law that capped it at 10 grand. According to the Brookings Institution, 96% of the benefits from this would go to the top quintile of earners. 57% would benefit the top 1%. 25% would benefit the top 0.1%. In other words, it would benefit Democratic voters. More for the Democratic base. That's what this is, and it won't stop there. In October, the top Democrat in the U.S. Senate, Chuck Schumer, announced his support for this idea.
We believe that President Biden, if he becomes president, could eliminate the student loan debt without Congress, with the flick of a pen, that he has the power. So we're proposing that the first $50,000 of everyone's student debt would be automatically eliminated.
So student debt is a huge problem. the lack of benefit from going to a four-year college is an even bigger problem. We pointed that out many times on this show. But consider this idea. Who is helped by what Chuck Schumer just said? Well, it's great news for people who got pointless master's degrees in gender oppression. Their slate will be wiped clean by Chuck Schumer and the magic of the Federal Reserve. They'll be free to move forward on that coveted PhD in transgender equity studies. But what about everyone else? What about small business owners who spent, say, $50,000 trying to keep their employees on payroll over the past 9 months? Will Chuck Schumer wipe their debt clean? How about people with car loans or burdensome mortgages or anyone who's helping to pay for their daughter's wedding? What about their debt? Sorry, they're out of luck. Unlike the education establishment, people like that are not big Democratic donors. According to one analysis, writing off student debt in the way that Schumer proposes would disproportionately help the most privileged in America, i.e. Democratic voters. But you already knew that. Here's another idea. Why not make the people who benefited the most from the lockdowns, the people who've encouraged them from day one, pay for the effects of those lockdowns? Why wouldn't you assess, I don't know, Amazon and Apple and Goldman Sachs and Google and Netflix and Walmart, all the big winners in this pandemic? Why wouldn't you assess them a one-time COVID fee, take it out of their record profits, and make them pay for the next bailout? Why are you paying for it? Jeff Bezos, for example, is now the richest man in the history of the world. Maybe he could share the load in a meaningful way. He's not sharing it with his employees. And while we're at it, why not make Harvard and Yale and Stanford and Princeton use their endowments to pay off some of the student debt they caused? There's no reason ordinary taxpayers should be on the hook for their spending. Ordinary taxpayers have suffered enough. Here's the bottom line. The rich are getting richer. Everyone else is getting poorer. That's not a talking point. It's true and measurable. Why is it a problem? Because if it continues, we're going to wind up with an even more volatile society in which everybody hates each other and is consumed by envy. And along the way, capitalism itself will be discredited, and you don't want that. It's already happening. There are already an awful lot of socialists around these days. Have you noticed that? Why is that? Well, it's because the people in charge of our economy are discrediting our system. They are giving capitalism a bad name because what they're participating in is not a market economy, a free open market economy. It's a closed game run for their own benefit and their benefit alone. Long term, this is a disaster for all of us, and not even so far in the future. In 4 years, for example, Sandy Cortez will be eligible to run for president. Now, you may laugh at Sandy Cortez, and you should. She's a vacuous idiot, another rich girl narcissist with an overheated Twitter account. But that doesn't mean she couldn't win. If we keep up with this nonsense, this economic craziness, she could win.
That's right. So we have to go after the people that have set this up. And those top 10 billionaires are the ones that run the Democratic Party, the ones that have the full control, and are the ones that have done all this. And they have created a giant global bubble of fiat money they gave themselves. So it's debt they have to pay off, so they want to inflate things only for themselves, though, while doing a lockdown on your economy to make you go bankrupt so they can consolidate control over you and have political will over you and then make you do what they say so they forgive your student debt and, quote, give you free transportation, free medicine, yeah, like they have in Venezuela. See how it works? It's called a takeover.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.